You just left. You won't spend the night here. You rumpled the sheets, left the bed unmade. I can still see the imprint of your body. Tonight, I'm going to sleep with a red-haired ghost. Some of your hair is still here. Your scent is still here, all over my embroidered pillow. I gather your hairs one by one to form a slim bouquet that's not unlike dental floss, but dental floss that moves in rather than flushes out. You're an honest-to-goodness redhead. The roots never lie. Orange from one end to the other. My red isn't natural. I'd be nothing without my drugstore hair dye. Everything about me is fake. My hair as much as my mismatched clothes. My friends say I was born in the wrong time. As you know, I sell medieval dresses in a store down in Old Montreal. As I slip on the dreamy dresses for work and tie the lacing, I feel as though I'm finally living in my own skin. I reveal myself best when removed from my own time. You seem to think that too. When you came to the store this morning, you appeared disoriented, your face lost amid your flamboyant shock of red hair. You were looking for a dress to wear to a medieval-themed wedding. You told me you weren't into all that Game of Thrones stuff. I laughed and handed you a dress to try on without asking your size. It was as though I already knew your body by heart. The dress looked like it had been sewn right onto your skin. You looked sensational. You didn't blush when I complimented you, but you read my palm and predicted I was in for a nice night. You stole the pen from the counter and wrote your number on my hand. That same evening, tonight, you came to my apartment that smelled of lemon verbena and cinnamon candles. You ended up in my bedroom all on your own. You seemed more confident than I was. I was intimidated by how you looked, by your red hair that went on forever. It looks like one of the smarter cabins on the Titanic. Before or after it sank, I laughed. Before. You stood before the mirror on my red dresser and tried to adjust something in the flames of your hair. They go well together, I thought to myself. Solemnly, you touched the vintage items I've gradually acquired over the past few years. You looked like you were giving your blessing to everything I had. You caressed my hand mirror as if judging the pewter more than your own reflection. With your ivory-colored nail extensions, you ran your fingers along the pearly fine teeth of my comb, and I felt a silent music. You helped yourself to my old cologne, anointing your wrists. Then you set your sights on my brush, plunging it into your wild mane. It was uncontrollable, just like my desire for you. I stood frozen before the sensuous performance. You went over to my bed, drifted toward the nightstand, where Pierre Louis' The Song of Bilitis was waiting. You began leafing through the pages of the collection. You happened upon one of my favorite poems. I left the bed as she had left it, unmade and rumpled, coverlets awry, so that her body's print might rest still warm beside my own. Until the next day, I did not go to bathe, I wore no clothes and did not dress my hair, for fear I might erase some sweet caress. That morning, I did not eat, nor yet at dusk, and put no rouge nor powder on my lips, so that her kiss might cling a little longer. I left the shutters closed and did not open the door, for fear the memory of the night before might vanish with the wind. Beautiful. You closed the book without noticing the words that sent shivers through me. You jingled the hat on my cowboy alarm clock and said it was time for bed. Just like that, you slid between my sheets. I tiptoed over to join you so as not to disturb my thrilled heart. We made love as though trying to bring a fire under control, desperately. There was something so fragile within you that shone out from amid my sheets. Then you kissed my cheeks, threw on the clothes from H&M you dropped by the foot of the bed and left like a thief in the night. You didn't spend the night. I was shipwrecked. Now, in the middle of my cabin on the Titanic, I try to come to terms with my dizziness, your red dental floss in my sorry hand. I set it down on my dresser like a precious relic. Then I see a pure stain on my lavender sheets, white as a piano key. It's a hard fingernail, its artificiality reminding me of my dyed red hair. I scoop it up and slip it into my Songs of Bilitis, marking the page of the Living Past poem. You didn't stay, and that's fine, but now you'll be a bookmark. It's very warm. I refuse to open the window, no fan either. I curl up alongside the memory of your body. On my palm, the clamminess of our sex has wiped away your number. I run a finger along my lifeline. I have no idea what lies in store for me.